This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, hardships. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on iMoves Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And it's the topic of hardships. For sure, I've talked about this before, and there is never not a reason to talk about hardships. And I think so many of us forget, and we struggle, we fret, we complain, we plead to Allah, we discuss with friends all the different hardships, tests, trials, tribulations that we're sent in our lives. And obviously, and if, inshallah, if we talk to the correct people in our lives, so we open the Quran, we understand, we're reminded that, so just because we call ourselves Muslims and are believers, doesn't mean that we're going to sail through life and it's all going to be wonderful and easy. No, Allah warns us, He tells us that for sure, we're going to be tested. And there are many different ways in which we'll be tested. So we can be tested with, obviously loss of money, loss of our work, for example, with illness. There could be accidents. And indeed, sometimes it's not just Allah tests people also, not just with the bad, what we call bad things like poverty. For example, if we lost a job or we're financially constrained. But Allah can also test us with things that seem really nice. So we, through becoming wealthy or being wealthy, for example, that is also a test. So both good and bad can be a test. So obviously talking about hardships in particular, and there's some very beautiful lessons to be learned also from the life of our martyr, Rahba. So he talks about some of the different periods of his life in his famous book, Cell Number 14. Welcome back, Jade said, here on I'm Being Shredded with me, Sister Zainab. So I'm talking about some of the hardships that the martyr Rahba talks about during his life. And what's interesting, or it was interesting to me, and if you read the book, I highly recommend it. It is world famous now. It's been translated even into Mandarin. You get this idea. So he's talking about, for example, some of his, he had several imprisonments. But you would imagine that if we were talking about some of our periods, not really lengthy times in prison, but we would probably be talking about how difficult it is, because to be deprived of our liberty, having to stay in a prison cell, whether it's for a few days, a week, or, for example, a month and a half, one of his imprisonments, for sure, wouldn't we just talk about how difficult it was and how horrible the prison cell was, and because we couldn't do this, we couldn't do that. But when I read his narration, his story about his days in prison, he was actually talking about how he received really tasty food, and he is talking about some of the really noble qualities in the people that he met there, so his fellow prisoners, and even some of the guards. So he was not focusing on the really difficult aspects at all. And I thought, well, this is unusual. And it immediately, and indeed he had some very beautiful encounters, obviously, with fellow prisoners. And it seems that some of the prison guards were also really appreciated his very noble qualities. So they were very well-mannered and polite, even kind and gentle. I'd say, well, this is how he describes it towards him. And I just had to immediately think of the story of Prophet Yusuf. If we hone in on these good aspects, whatever we're going through, whatever hardship we're going through, and this sounds a bit cliche, but for sure, it makes things a lot easier. But this is also the fact that he saw so many good things just the way people, when we think about how our dear lady Zainab said, I saw nothing but beauty. People who are capable of seeing so much beauty in other people, only the noble qualities and around them. Obviously, this is a reflection of their inner soul, their noble qualities. So obviously, the way our martyr Arpa describes this hardship, this day during his imprisonments, is a reflection of his own noble qualities. So maybe we can also just take on board, yes, we should be more observant and more aware of the noble qualities and people around us too, no matter what hardships we're going through, inshallah. So that was it for today. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A30 on I'm Being Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.